For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The southern part of the Big Island of Hawaii rocked yesterday as magma shifted underneath a restless Kilauea volcano. Sputtering lava, strong earthquakes, and toxic gas forced residents to evacuate.
My neighbor came running over and he says, "What is that awful noise?" And he said, "I never heard a noise like that." And he's been here for 40 years.
On KHON-TV, Stephen Clapper says he's out.
I ran in, I grabbed the dogs, threw them in a crate, put them in the car. Went in my room, just grabbed up an armload of clothes, and here we are.
Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Fortunately, nothing came of it, you know, as far as we had a few landslides that were dealing with that. There was some coastal water movement, but nothing major. That's part of being on an active volcano, unfortunately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
NASA's newest Mars explorer has moved out of Earth orbit and is zooming toward the red planet. After a smooth launch, the Atlas rocket put the Mars InSight lander into a temporary orbit around Earth. Soon after, the upper stage fired and put the spacecraft on a direct path toward Mars. Bill Harwood explains.
The goal is really to learn more about how terrestrial worlds, these rocky worlds like Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, formed at the beginning of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
It will take the craft more than 6 months to get there. InSight does have company, though, a pair of mini test satellites. Idaho State University says it can't find a small amount of radioactive weapons-grade plutonium about the size of a quarter. Federal officials are proposing an $8,500 fine. Officials say the amount is too small to make a nuclear bomb, but they also say it could be used to make a dirty bomb that spreads radiation. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The president spoke in Cleveland. USA's Rick Vincent reports Mr. Trump attended a roundtable in Ohio focusing on the Republican tax law.
Trump says it's not tax reform, it's tax cuts.
Well, tax reform might mean your taxes go way up. It could mean a lot of bad things. I said, here's what we'll do. We're going to call this plan the tax cut plan. Tax cut. C-U-T. Tax cut. We're going to cut taxes. We're not going to reform. We're going to reform, too.
The rally comes just ahead of Ohio's primary election Tuesday. Part of his trip is a fundraiser for Republicans. Trump says he thinks Republicans will do very well in the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Some lawmakers believe President Trump deserves an award, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Given the strides made already with U.S.-North Korean relations, some Republican lawmakers are serious about the president deserving to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Reports are 18 Republican Congress members have sent a letter to the Nobel Prize Committee recommending Trump for the world's most coveted human rights honor. That letter was penned by Indiana Congressman Luke Messer, who says President Trump has worked tirelessly to apply maximum pressure on North Korea to bring peace to the region and the world. Democrats against the idea. Some say the world is no safer because of Trump, and the Nobel Peace Prize should not be a partisan gaming opportunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.